Hello, good morning. Good morning. The time is 5:35 a.m. Friday, April 19th. How you guys doing out there? I'm not gonna lie. I guess you could say I'm still up, or I don't know. I kind of got some rest early. Had a little bit of a tinge of a headache. Couldn't understand it, laid down to rest. Woke up about 3 o'clock this morning and basically been in a coma, just going through YouTube looking at a lot of different postings, videos, whatever. I am sensing that I am feeling a little bit disconnected in a sense of world events. And that is me basically seeing things in the news that I don't want to believe. It's almost like there's an energy that is projecting all types of low vibrational energy. Everything I look at is low vibrational, it's negative. And I refuse to believe that there is that much negativity to report. Not to say that it's not advantageous to inform the masses, but when has negativity ever outshined positivity? When has it? These stories are far in between. It's just stories of someone that overcome some odds and graduated. When they found out the entire world was against them just because of the color of their skin. When are we going to hear stories like that? People actually finding out, specific people actually finding out that there's been a grave misjustice on this earth, and now people are coming to recognize the truth behind a cover-up that has gone on forever. 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 And people basically believing that the color of our skin dictates how far we're going to succeed in life. What direction we're going to go in life. Just because my skin may be dark doesn't mean I'm going to be dunking a basketball. Or because my skin is dark doesn't mean that I'm going to be singing or rapping 16 bars. Just because my skin is dark doesn't mean that I'm going to be a deadbeat dad. Or just because my skin is dark, that there's a high probability that I may be gay or homosexual or any things that people would dream or fathom. Speaking of negative about someone or an ethnicity, that there's nothing but bad things to wish upon, to project on them. See, some of the things that I've just mentioned is what I believe. This only has to, it's essentially like a, I don't know, it's some type of device where once you get it started, once you start something, it continues. You don't have to go back to it, perform maintenance on it. It's literally one of these devices. I do not know the name. I vaguely remember something like that, that once you start something, it will continue until purposely someone intercedes and put a stop to it. This is what I believe. Some people on this earth have bought into. It is a tactic, needless to say, very, very psychologically draining, taxing. And it's done more so for a purpose. But you know, who am I? I'm just rambling. I guess I want to speak about something, and it skips me at this particular time, but I do want to say that I like to throw some what ifs out there. How about that? Some what ifs. What if, just what if I was not brought up in a foster home? Or just what if I was not really born as a Jew and told my entire life that I was just African? What if all the things that I've gone through, the hurdles, the tribulations, were purposeful for me just to acknowledge them and then give up on life, end my life? What if? What if the children that I believe that I have fathered, children that I wanted to be in their life, like I wanted a family or a mother or father to be in my life, but not being able to do that because in a system that has been created by a certain ethnicity, if you're a person of color, if you're African descent, you can't have a family. We know what you do with your foundations. You build pyramids. You build indestructible children into men, into women. We can't allow you to have a sturdy foundation. What if? What if all that I just stated is true? What if maybe it's just my perception that is true? What if, essentially, if you would take this, and I don't mean to scare you guys, but if you could take this and think of any type of way that you can get a group of people, a mass of people, if you can get humans and develop each and every single one of these humans, would you do that with them as a group, or would you do that with them individually? One at a time, 8 billion times, one person at a time. Would you do it that way? So, whatever way, every individual, and I do mean every individual on this earth, is to come into a knowledge of who they are, why they are here, why we are here, their purpose. And that everything has been in reverse. If you're paying attention to certain religious texts where it says that in the beginning there was dark, try to turn everything around. Maybe there was no beginning. And maybe everything wasn't dark. Just because someone might write something and it's interesting, and we want everyone, me included, we have this curiosity, this yearning to know things that maybe that we're not supposed to know. But yet and still we want to know things. We want to know, like, it's almost, you know, it's like a cheat code, if I could say. Well, if I got here on this earth, I'm born, and then I was told where I'm at. Like, I checked into a resort, and this resort happens to be my life from the time I'm born until I die. And the resort has a bunch of different activities for me to get involved with. Like, for 8 to 12 years, I'm going to be attending the class, which is education. And For extracurricular activity, we have another class that you can participate in your own time, which deals with religion. And then after completing that, then you'll maybe, if you like, you can continue on if you found a subject within those 10, 12 years of schooling that you want to specialize, then you could do that. Or maybe you want to be on the swim team or basketball or track, anything physical. We have those activities here on this resort called Earth. And then there's a special class. It's only for those that are proficient, done exceedingly well with all of the educational courses at the resort, with the picking, choosing of a career at the resort, at the accomplishing any type of physical or singing or entertaining, all of this happening on this at this resort called Earth. But for those that are higher learning, we send you to it's like honors class. Honor class is where you are paired with someone else, and the two of you then will travel through life together. It's an honors class here at this resort called Earth. And if you're fortunate, being a part of this honors class, someone that walks with you through life, that you will actually give birth to other little honor students. And you will teach them just as you were taught. And this is an endless cycle. It's forever. Forever. But no one remembers that because it's always something new. This doesn't just happen here in our solar system, in our galaxy, this particular universe. This happens everywhere, up and down the scope, from the third, fourth, fifth. I'm just going to stop. Honestly, I really want to stop at the fourth dimension. I have no idea why. I really do. But these are just what ifs. None specific to talk about. Think about just what ifs. Just what ifs.